What's the deal, Neil?
We hate that kind of pressure, but we're ready to deal with it. Studio B, we have guests in studio today. I want to welcome Leah and Crystal to Bob FM. Ladies, good morning. Thanks for making the journey in today.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Leah, this is her fault. She reached out to us. I've known Leah's dad, Bill Litzau. If you are a homegrown artist fan of local music, you perhaps recognize the name. We've done lots of events with Bill over the years. Great man. So when Leah reached out and said she's working with a nonprofit and she wanted to get together and perhaps tell their story, I said, sure. And then she said the name of it was Parenting with Grace. And I go, so there evidently there's somebody named Grace that comes over and helps parent your kids is kind of what I thought. Which is, but then I guess that's not the case. And Crystal, who is the founder and executive director, that's not what it's about, right?
It's not. No, you're correct.
Yeah, but... The more I read about what you do, the more I like it, and why don't you, first of all, I want to salute your husband for being a fan of Bob FM, wherever he is at work today. You said it was in Annandale?
Yep, Flagary Excavating. They're all shutting down the shop to listen.
Well, they should. In fact, take the rest of the day off, boys. We're gonna allow that. But anyway, so talk to me about Parenting with Grace and the concept. And, the backstory here, please.
Yeah, I would love to. Parenting with Grace became a dream 10 years before it opened when I was bringing my daughter to supervised visits to see her biological dad. We were driving a long ways into the city from Monticello, and I kept thinking there needed to be something like that in Wright County. And then fast forward to 2022, I was able to incorporate and started working on networking and training and learning all about the supervised visitation process. But along the way, I really wanted to support families more than just the supervised visitation. I wanted to do things to help parents succeed so that they could be the best parents they could be. Hence the Parenting with Grace. I think everybody deserves grace. We've all gone through some really hard stuff in our life, and sometimes we just need a little extra support. And that was what brought on the other programming that we offer. So we started with the supervised visitations in October of 2023 when we opened our doors in Buffalo. And throughout the last couple years, we have started other programming that includes connected parenting skills. It's a class that helps parents that just weren't taught the things that they need to do to take care of their kids. They learn about ACEs and trauma and different skills. We offer anger management. That tends to be a good reason people end up with us, just some anger battle that they're going through. We also recently started divorce coaching and co-parent classes. So we're able to really support families in a full, robust format just to give them whatever they're looking for to need to raise their kids the best they can.
You know, sadly, there are more and more, the divorce rate certainly doesn't seem to be going down, but, and parenting, you know, there's lots of help, I guess, but, you know, until you are a parent and kind of start, I'm sure I parented a lot like my dad and mom, which I thought were great role models for me, but not everybody is in that situation, and parenting is hard. There's just no other way around it.
Like you said, Neil, you hit it right on the head, right? We were parented a certain way, and so we parent that way.
Right.
And just like anything else in life, things are ever changing and we're always learning. And so there's new things that we're learning all the time when it comes to parenting and what our kids need. And so that's what some of these programs, they offer new ways that we never knew about. If somebody doesn't teach you, you're not going to do it. And so we're just really excited to offer some of these new programs that meet families where they are. That's one of our big mottos is meeting families where they are and just providing emotional and physical safety to really everyone.
Yeah. Huh, it's interesting. It's kind of a unique thing, and I think these programs and the different things that you offer, undoubtedly there are people out there that, you know, maybe it isn't this, but maybe it is this. So it's nice to see you're growing and expanding. And Leah, what's your affiliation? How did you meet Crystal and become a part of Parenting with Grace?
Yeah, about a year ago, through word of mouth, I heard that they needed a board member. And I went on their website, I read up on it, I realized, you know, I don't need kids of my own currently, but I love kids, I've always loved kids, I was a nanny for X amount of years,
right.
And so I put in my application, and Crystal called me a couple days later, and the rest is history, and now I'm on their board.
Very nice. So what's your real job then?
My real job is I'm a banker for Falcon National Bank.
Okay.
In Maple Grove.
All right. Very
yeah.
cool. So,
yeah.
So the board of directors, how many on the board, Crystal? What are you, 4 or 5?
Right now, we have a 3-person board.
Okay.
We have 2 people that we're discussing adding. We're being really specific now that we're a little older in identifying a role that we need to fill versus filling seats, which is kind of fun getting to a little further along here as the nonprofit life. So we're always kind of looking out there to see who would be a good fit for us. We'd like to get to a 5 to 7 would be an ideal number for us.
And you said you have an office or a facility in Buffalo.
Yep.
So if people, you know, they're a single parent or whatever right now, and they've got, they have questions or they want to find out more, is the website the easiest? And do you have people to talk to on site?
Yeah, so we are by phone call or email. You can go to our website and fill out a contact form. You can do a contact us now on there, and then or by phone. We have a program director who handles all of the anger management, supervised visitation, and connected parenting, and then I handle the divorce coaching and co-parenting classes. So okay. they can just go right to www.parentingwithgrace.org.
Talk to me a little more about the supervised visitation. I mean, like you said, that's kind of where all this started. I've never been involved in that type of thing. So, you know, what's the reason that that is such a perhaps a difficult thing?
Yeah. So, supervised visitation. Usually, the first time somebody hears about that is when a judge orders it, when they're sitting in a courtroom, and the need for that can vary from. Domestic violence, to neglect, to mental health concerns that could pose possible harm. So there's a variety of reasons, and it's really a kind of a step for parents to be able to have supervision and work their way back to having their children on their own. So we have monitors that sit in the room during the visits. Our visits range from 1 hour to 2 hours. We take notes. We're unbiased people, so we're just really looking for facts. And just providing that safe space for kids to continue to nurture that bond.
Okay. Boy, it just seems like there are more single parents now, way more than when I was a kid. It's such a different environment. And yeah, like we said, you know, the whole parenting, I mean, for those of us who grew up in the 60s and 70s and the 80s, everything is so different. And like we said, there is no real blueprint. You kind of got to go feel for it. And let's be honest, there's a lot of parents out there that have made some bad decisions.
Yeah, for sure. And like you said, that divorce rate continues to be up there.
Yeah.
And really, our co-parent classes and then our divorce coaching, those are really child-centered programs, right? We're working on parenting plans, what's best for our kids. We're going through the whole span of things. Our co-parenting class is 16 weeks versus a typical parenting apart that a judge would order is 4 to 8 hours. You know, we're really digging in to our why, which is always, we always want what's best for our kids. Sometimes that anger and emotion gets in the way, and we really help to refocus that back onto the kids through all of our programs.
Yeah, that's got to be number one, right? It's the kids, their welfare, their safety. I know. You know, for parents, and you know, when they go through divorce, you know, they all say we got to keep the kids out of it. But sometimes that's harder, you know, said than done.
It is.
And again, that's where some of your coaching and some of your programs can help kind of ease that transition.
Absolutely, it's really easy for people during a divorce or a separation to get caught up in themselves and they're hurt, and that's normal. It happens all the time, right? We're not faulting people, but it's helpful to have somebody like us to kind of redirect that, right, and refocus on why we're doing this and what's number one. And when they really sit down, that is what's number one. It's just our emotions take over.
Yeah, sometimes, you just need to step back, do a reset, and ask some questions of people that are, you know, designed to help answer those tough questions and get you back on the right road.
Yeah, and we're always happy to just take a phone call, right? You don't have to sign up for a program at Parenting with Grace to get help. We're happy to talk to people, answer questions. We also have numerous partnerships in the community, so we're always ready to do a nice handoff to another resource for people when they're looking for other help.
Nice. So don't be afraid. It's kind of one of those where no question is a bad question at this point, right? Let's ask, and if you guys can't answer or that's not your area of expertise, with your partners in the community, you can get it done for them.
Absolutely. If you know Crystal, she loves to talk. That's me. Yeah. That's all I do. Yeah. So I have a lot of lot of friends and colleagues in the area. So yeah, we just want to help people whatever that looks like.
I like it. Leah, what is the do you have the phone number and the website address that you can hand out to people here?
I do.
All right.
Did you want it right
now?
No,
let's have it.
All right. Let me just pull it up quick. Take me 2 seconds.
One.
Unless Crystal knows it better than I do. Two. You go. All right. I'll let her answer it.
Okay.
The website is www.parentingwithgrace.org. If you want to reach me by email, you can use that same parentingwithgrace.org, but it's Crystal at parenting. And Crystal is
CH. I was going to say, you don't spell it maybe the way everybody else does.
But. No, it's CHRYSTAL. It's a little unique. And then the phone number is 612-226-6456.
And you got a great website, and it's easy. As soon as you open it up, it's very easy to navigate, and there is a button that you can click on if you want to send a message or send an email, reach out. And you know, again, right, there is if you feel like you're struggling or you don't have the answers, sometimes we don't, you know, your parents are gone, you don't have friends that are in your situation. There is help available, I guess, is what we're saying.
Absolutely. Please give us a call anytime.
It's Parenting with Grace, and they're officed out of Buffalo, but I guess wherever you are, with a phone number or an email, you can reach out and get some answers, and we hope that you do that. Good to have you both with us. Leah, thanks for reaching out to me.
Yeah, thank you.
Say hi to Dad. And Crystal, good to meet you, and thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Parenting with Grace, Jim. That's Crystal and Leah, and some good information for us this morning.
Bob FM.